Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
How far, my people? We don't come again with another edition of Waiting They Happen for the Streets. Now there we go, have conversations. Anything we go relate to you and me, Naim, we go have them right here. Okay. It don't happen every day. We don't hear say people don't fall in love now. If you fall in love before you realize that you be mugu for inside the love, or you be say somebody they pay you make you love them. The conversation plenty, but we don't try see how we go fit bring them to our own circle where we go and talk about issues where they concern love where no be real, love where be fake, love where you didn't say the love person or somebody love you, but in other sense, now see the person they reap benefit from you. Recently, one don't come out with one socialite for here. I don't want to mention his name, but they can't tag the incident as scam romance. I don't know if where that one come from. I know hear him before, but we will try delve into such conversation with my man. Half is gunu. Before I go bring him on, which where will I day for the lick top?
What's your problem?
I enjoy. Yeah. Like, I just feel anytime I like. What's I ask you about Chelsea right now.
Yeah.
And it like they be me say if you people your top city use win the league.
The Arsenal of all that. They are embarrassed.
No, those people they don't get used.
The league top team.
No,
but
the thing be obvious. Like it be obvious here. Like you know, City definitely go. You know, outshine them.
They are still talking about they can improve. They think next season is going to be the same thing. We are coming.
Anyway, good to have you again, now, Charlie. Yeah, where have you been?
I've been around.
Young go chop for one corner now. Oh, but you experienced love when you be real before.
Define no be real.
Love way like you know, if you guys say the person they love you, but in real sense, it be what them they get from you. Be what they make you they be what probably they make you they feel say they love you, but you don't know. Say like if you say because if you get something, they benefit from you.
No, but love in itself is transactional, if that's what you're meaning. Like it's sort of something like give somebody and take. They love you.
No, but somebody will feel love you for who you be.
Woo! Give yourself. Beware.
I can't lie
what
that.
Am I? Look,
you are a special person.
But I forget.
Eh?
Besides your mother and father, forget all this. I love you to the moon. I can never live without you. The guy is dead. We are still. Forget.
So what does he say? Like no, like genuine love outside parental love.
What? Which one is genuine? Why is the person loving you? Why? For what? There is something obviously you bring to the table, or something he sees he likes,
which is not material.
It whatever, but I'm saying that there's a reason. So okay. I'm just not seeing you, and I'm loving you from thin air. It doesn't work that way.
So technology don't bring like a new form of loving, whereby now we don't necessarily need to be in the same space.
Or it's not love; it's just scam. That's it. The love is
the thing is, we are looking for love. That be the thing. You say dating sites. That's what they do. Dating sites. You go hop onto that place, register, looking to find love.
Find. Look, it appears that way, but usually that's just a route to try to scam you. It's all about scam.
You think so?
That's why it's called romance scam. Okay, it's done on the pretext of romance, because the whole idea is to assume a certain persona, a fake one that is, just so you can feign some sort of feeling for the would-be victim. So at the end of the day, it's just scam, but then you are using romance as the conduit. That's all they are doing. And so, for someone sitting on the outside and looking at it, you can almost appreciate how, how do I put it? It's evil, but brilliant. I don't know how to
necessary
put it.
Evil, eh?
You can almost appreciate the brilliance behind it, even though it's just misapplied. Mm. Because at the end of the day, it's not just something they wake up and say, Barry, I love you. Give me $5,000. It doesn't work that way.
It's a process, not like it be processed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You build a certain level of trust.
Yeah.
You build a certain sort of form of relationship with the person before eventually you get there. So it's the long game. It's not something they wake up in the day. And if you watch the targets, usually the sort of people they target, they are empty nesters at best, retirees, people that have nothing going on in their life except for time. They've lived the best part of their life. They are only looking to just enjoy the rest of their days in the quiet somewhere. And these are people that are easily targeted, easily vulnerable, because at the end of the day, they are not so tech savvy. They are lonely. They are looking to fill a void, some of them. And by empty nest, I mean, when you call someone an empty nester, you know how you've lived your life. You know, look at our parents. You've lived your life, raised the kids, send them to school. They're all grown up, get married. They all leave the home. Okay, sometimes even have your grandbabies don't actually even come around. So they are all lonely and everything. In the Western world, they don't even have time. They ship them to nursing homes.
And then they pay like monthly for them to be taken care of.
Over here, we don't do that. At least we still have a sense of community. But just picture someone like that, that has been through their life, through their working years, and now they are all alone. They are not exactly tech savvy. I mean, they know what, a few things.
A few things, yeah. I mean,
just
how to register.
How to register on Facebook.
Just to get
They're about to eat. They take a picture of their meal. They post a picture of, say, their favorite altar. Those things.
If they have a dog, they go
Out. So they're not people that are but like they just know one or two things they can go around with and living quietly in the rest of their days. Now, for such people, of course, they are looking to fill a certain void. Maybe the parents or the kids don't exactly call much. There's a void.
So they need a
companion. If you watch people that have lived their lives, or couples, some couples, when you sit down and watch them, it's actually a sad sight. Because, excuse me, some of them, when they sit down, you realize that they don't even talk to each other.
There's a total disconnect.
It has to do with the kids. Have you paid their school fees? Have you hemmed their trousers? That's all your wife tells
you. My dad don't finish.
You're also like, have you prepared their dinner? That's it. So when you leave the two guys sitting there, they are complete strangers when the kids are not around, because they hardly even talk to each other.
No, but wait. So before they're married, they don't know each other or what?
They knew each other, but the kids came around and everything they did henceforth
now
was just around the
channel
kids. So sometimes, even when they're not talking to each other, because of the kids, it doesn't appear so. It's still not boring. They can have a very normal day because kids are around. But a lot of the time, when the kids grow and leave the home, then, I mean, you turn around and it looks like, you're married to a stranger.
We don't know each other.
You are starting the whole process again. Yes. And even worse still is when maybe you lost your partner in the process. You are probably now widowed, divorced, something. So the person is all alone and is looking to fill a certain void. And that is where maybe they go on social media, try to connect, and then someone targets them. And on social media, it's so easy, because a lot of the time, they just don't say hi or hello to just anybody. The age category is there. And if you look at it, I think per the last report in 2021, the average age of the Brit that was targeted was around 54. So mostly 60s. So these are people that are retired and they are sitting at home and someone just looks up. So all they do is go through your socials, sift through it and see bits and pieces of yourself. I'm trying to connect with you. So what do? I look for certain similarities. I look for certain things you like, your food.
Talk about dog.
And so when we are talking and I throw this little bit of hints here and there just to connect. You like this. Maybe I noticed you posted a lot of African authors. I'm like, okay, I like African authors too. Who is yours? Oh, my favorite is Ngugi Wa Thiong'o. And you see, before you know it, they are connecting. They are talking. And the more time you spend with someone, the more
connected you are with them.
Exactly. And still feelings are bound to develop. I mean, if you watch how people meet their significant other, mostly it's through the workplace or because of the complete or the total interaction or the complete interaction every now and then. I mean, yes. So if you consistently interact with someone or some people, eventually you're bound to have that. And so it takes a lot of time to build that process of trust. And before you know it, and trust is an investment you make, okay? You do certain things for a person to trust you. Just picture you like this, maybe going on a conference and your wife doesn't trust you. You'll be there and she'll be calling, hello, are you there? I heard
do
a voice.
Do video call. Snap photos around.
You tell her, I'm in the kitchen. Turn on the blender, let me go.
I would turn away washing machine.
That's your wife, but she doesn't trust you. Why? Because you've done a lot of things
to give her
not to trust you.
Yeah.
But if you had invested in trust and she actually trusted you, because that's right. If trust is an investment, there are a series of things you would do for her to trust you. Also, in the case of scammers, they do certain things here and there. So they connect with you, they talk to you, they don't even ask for anything. Sometimes they just not talk to you for a while.
They go volunteer then... everyone send you something.
Exactly. The whole idea is to build that trust. Yeah. Because once you are not trusting, your defenses are up. Okay? Immediately you are very trusting, or they realize you are trusting, and now your defenses are down. Mm. So that's the time to strike. So they start by asking for a buck or $100, $50 that you can actually spare.
Mm.
But after a while, then there's always something coming up.
Stories they come inside.
The stories doesn't add up. Yeah, there's always something coming up. Oh, like, I have a medical emergency, or I have school fees, I have my rent, something. And by that time, you're so trusting. Oh, I can help out.
You want to be a good person.
Exactly. And sometimes it's not just he, but over the years, if you sit down and calculate the amount of money you actually sent this person,
crazy.
That is when you realize that
it'd be crazy.
You actually,
I mean, the last time, what should they call them? One media practitioner works with one of these media houses. They talk about, he mentioned a certain figure on a yearly basis that actually, or was it a particular year that he mentioned? Charlie, the money will be small money where like people scam people. Where if you look at the trend, if you look at the thing, it'd be more of people for here, when I say here, like for African countries, they do our most against outside.
Well, you can understand because over there, well, there's a lot of disposable income. People gone on retirement and they've saved up enough.
This fund they call, is it a retirement fund or what? Something.
They have a system that works. So you find old folks that are gone on retirement, they're actually very comfortable. So a lot of them even go on early retirement or maybe still have some business on the side and they have some sort of disposable income to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
You can't have that. A lot of people don't have that in this day and age. I mean, we are still running around applying for jobs with old men who are beating down their years.
They don't want to leave the positions.
Exactly. So you have a lot of young folks here actually doing that too.
Older folks out there. In the Western world.
In the Western world, I mean, it's like a rat race. People are so engrossed in their businesses and careers.
Mm.
They do that, and there isn't a certain level of family, social bonding and all that we have here.
Yeah.
So they do that, and the time for a certain personal life hasn't been developed. So they end their careers, and now they want to find love. And finding love on social media isn't particularly unheard of. Here, you say you want to get married. You have 50 people lined up from your relatives very easily. But over there, no one has time for that. So you would have to go search. And what they do, some of them even, they've done that so well that they're even shy or they can't even hold a conversation. So they would much rather do that through the virtual platforms, and that is where they are exposed, because at the end of the day, you don't know the sort of person you are encountering.
Mm.
And one thing that also helps scammers is the fact that, one, there's anonymity, and two, victims are embarrassed. I mean, imagine yourself going to tell someone that you've been scammed. How? Oh, I was in love with this person. How? You didn't meet him. Like,
it doesn't make
starting
sense.
The conversation and don't feel them.
Sense.
I don't even get it. So a lot of
people,
once they just realize they've been scammed, they just let it go.
Mm.
Because out of embarrassment, they can't stand the questions. I mean, how did you think this young-looking guy would...
Is real.
I don't know if you get it. Yeah. So they make them even feel worse about the situation. So a lot of the time, when it happens, for scammers, they know that you are too embarrassed to even report the case.
But
in certain cases, it goes out there and then...
The Defi track.
Yeah.
But some people to the toxic, like, you say, my guy with us, they say, Charlie, see this whole thing. If the white man, nobody say you, they understand, some they argue, see, the white people, they understand the technology past we, the English where you go fit tell, the whatever, they are smarter than us and all of that stuff. What's the way to say, did they add, like black magic to the whole thing, because it'd be insane how somebody go feed the year then Charlie takes like some $1 million from some guy. Like, what kind of story, huh? You go talk, how we go make you do that kind of thing?
You cannot even begin to imagine, and I get that, but personally, I don't want to go double into the black magic thing because I've never seen anyone do it. But the story is that.
But they're there. People talk exactly. about the fact that people, oh, this one they know.
I mean, they go for fortification. They go for all kinds of stuff before they actually do it.
Yeah.
And these days, they even call it Yahoo Plus or Yahoo.
Yahoo Plus. People divorce.
Yes. The Plus is actually the...
the other parts. The other side of the story.
So if you don't want to double in such things, then class is not actually for you. So they do all kinds of, you know, rituals or perform these rituals before they actually embark on. Because, yes, we've seen people do it and it's just $50 or $100. But for those that are hitting it big,
$1 million,
there's a lot more money involved in the whole thing. But personally, it's, for me, it brings up a larger conversation about how we see success, how we view success in this world, in this part of our world.
Mm.
I mean, just take a listen to how people talk about successful people. When you are 20, 25, people in their early 20s, mid-20s, even early 30s.
Some money way, Charlie.
And they are rushing. They are already feeling like they failed at life. Because Facebook, you go on, I mean, just picture yourself, you know, being bombarded with all these images of glitz and glamour. Having people, you know, paste all these places they've been to, these exotic places they've been to.
Santorini, Greece, and what?
The Maldives and all that. And you are still here running they around also with your certificate trying to find a job. Now, this is someone you probably sat in the same class with. And you don't
maybe see. You'd be smarter than the person himself.
I don't even get it. And this is a person that probably is living the life you've probably
dreamt of,
seen
yeah.
yourself living or you would like to live. Okay? And at a very young age too. So, for that reason, at the age of, say, 30 or 35, you have people already feeling like, I haven't done enough.
Mm.
Just take a look around. Ask someone that, a Gen Z-er, you know, these kids of nowadays, what they think a 30 or 35-year-old.
Sure.
They'll think you're probably born in the, you know, medieval times.
Because the way they think, you're like, Charlie, you have to make money.
You have to make money. Like, this but you get won't rich. Make... Yes, and it becomes worse when such individuals whose wealth cannot be exactly be traced to the sort of business they do. Or the business they do and the wealth they sort of expose themselves to doesn't actually make sense.
Who you will blame in this regard? Where your young boy of 20 go get money, get car, go rent some house, that'd be...
Media, then... new and old.
Charlie!
Media. It's a very powerful thing. The old media or the traditional media as we know it, what do? They call these persons that whose wealth we cannot trace, come and sit on
and start TV. Motivating others.
Mm-hmm.
Work hard, pray hard.
Someone is telling you to work hard, pray hard. And you know clearly, like, because for the lady in question, I mean, we can mention her name because it's out there. It's
not, was it? Hajia for real.
Hajia for real. I mean, unless you didn't grow up in Tamale, I mean, it's the worst kept secret. Everybody sort of knew it, unless you didn't grow up
in Tamale. I personally know the guy who brought Hajia for real from Tamale to Accra. He was actually a scammer.
So it's not like, for some people, it might be groundbreaking news, but for those of us that grew up.
Say this will be obvious.
Yes, it was very obvious. We knew it.
So the
like,
media,
it's something that people
say.
Some media
platforms also had a bit to play in this by encouraging what she was doing.
You know, people, media legitimizes people.
Ah, yeah, it'd be true, mom.
Look at Namwan. The fact is that he was giving media tours and whatnot, motivating people, telling you he started his life with chicken and now motivating you.
The story is just not the other. We don't do any background check. We don't double check things. Like when I won't be seeing the moment the person presenting body, no
exactly.
Acceptance.
So we don't ask questions. Once you start asking, hey, you are envious, pull him down syndrome. So all these people, once you start asking questions, then it becomes a problem. But in certain jurisdictions, Charlie,
they will question you.
Someone posted an image of himself on Instagram, just a picture. Oh, look at my crib. And I think in the background, there was a painting.
Ah.
And someone that knows about paintings looked at the painting and said, if this is original, he knows, like, he just did a rough calculation of how much that painting cost.
Let me
like,
say, you're
this
not...
guy, Imani no fit buy this painting, then alerted the authorities.
Yeah.
That was where the problem started. So they were kind of like, the thing is, you see, and if you are displaying a certain level of opulence, I mean, you are riding a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just say, we know Barry. Barry works at Africa Global Radio.
Mm.
Then the next day, I see you posting pictures in a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Standing by, this is my crib. Praise be to God. And you get some pastor to come and pray
Charlie,
and take pictures and things.
The way we love godly matter too.
I don't even get it.
Pray hard.
In some jurisdictions, okay, I'll come and ask. Then probably I'll let GRA too. Charlie, okay, be like, now you did drive some $1 million. So let's see your tax returns. I don't know if you get it.
Yeah, right.
Did you pay the taxes on all these things? Here, we don't do that. Look, if you are to start here, it's just simple. Just go on Instagram.
Just log in. Just register.
It's a gold mine for some of these things. Go there and see all these people living all these lives. And you pick them easily from there.
Hey, wait, at the kind of time we did school, the military for US, I sure say that my name's all finished. Now Jordan Spock, now then Bishop Garden, now what's Gardner, now what, I mean, hey, thank God they put the armies from Afghanistan. Gosh.
It's serious out there.
So wait, Charlie.
Mm-hmm. So they put up all these things and you don't exactly know where it goes. And the interesting thing about it, if you want to notice or just pick up on it, a lot of the time, watch out for evasive behavior. Sometimes when you actually want to meet, and it's like, I can meet Tuesday, I can meet on Wednesday. Then Wednesday, my grandfather is this. That is when usually the victim starts to pick up on, it'd be like, something is up. But by that time, which they had invested so much emotion, time, resources, and it's just too late. And the funny thing is, some would start actually suspect. You know how when you've done something, you know it's bad for you, but you've come too far to stop.
You just won't continue. And see what's the end of the tunnel, hoping that
in the end is actually what you are hoping for. But there's an internal message, actually something prompting you telling that, no, this thing, even like,
real.
I don't. Human beings have internal messages.
That instinct, yeah.
Yeah, what we call instincts or guts. And usually when you go against it, it hurts even more because there was something in you that kept telling you that,
yourself,
Barry, this thing you are doing,
you know, right?
It will end well. But eventually you are hoping for the best. And it's the hope that kills, they normally say. And it happens that way. So when you watch out for some of these evasive behaviors, sometimes these things do not add up. And as a matter of principle, too, as a person, if you want to, you know, protect yourself, a little dose of skepticism doesn't hurt. I mean, you know how some people naturally they suspect everything.
Yeah.
Too much of everything too is bad. So
because the good ones will come past you. By
exactly. Itself. Sometimes you are so skeptical that sometimes even good opportunities will come. But because you are very pessimistic, people I don't talk to you. I go rubbish it.
Me then is that. I do. Listen, just a couple of days ago, my boy then scam him 2,000.
Charlie.
Just if
so you like, if them bring another 2,000 something for your face, you know what? Listen, Seth.
I don't want your face to listen.
But sometimes it might actually be a genuine opportunity. But as I say, a healthy dose of it, you need to inculcate discernment in your judgment. Because at the end of the day, if you are too quick to dismiss certain things, you end up, like I said, missing opportunities. But if also you are too trusting and accepting, you are all the rubbish in this world, them go bring for your front. So that is where you need a good sense of questioning things. Okay, so how does this work? This. And before you send out your personal details.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get me. So that, because at the end of the day, usually the devil is in the detail. You spot something that doesn't sit well.
Yeah.
If you question. But over here, we don't question things. Once you question, you are book long. Hater.
God don't bless me. And I blame like society for legitimizing these things as well. Even for on our home self. The moment the picking start, the wrecking more, they give in younger ones. Some of the parents go, the elder brother is okay now.
They don't, you see, and some parents even legitimize it by the fact that your kid is in JSS.
Eh?
You can't, he has no business doing anything.
Eh?
All of a sudden, he comes home in a Range Rover and you are celebrating.
iPhone 13, 14.
Then you are not even asking where he
got it.
The
mommy
will
start it as my enemy are put to shame. Mm-hmm. When they go, boy, I stolen some white
God,
man's
God
body.
Did.
Now what? Like,
exactly.
Is that how desperate we are as people?
Someone said it simply. Morality is not, it's luxury for someone that's poor.
Morality is luxury.
It's a thing of luxury for poor people.
So it means it'd be too expensive for us to even
Think about it. I mean, when you sit down and say whether this is good or bad, it's because you've eaten. Your belly full. If you say,
but you're hungry, I know they care if it's good or bad. It's just to go for them.
A lot of the time, that's why for poor people, they don't exactly question things like that. Because they are hungry. At the end of the day, he has a mindset.
He won't fill their belly.
He wants to fill the belly. Someone that probably is eating to his belly full and everything, you bring certain things, that's when he starts questioning, what? And even has the luxury of walking away. Because that's the thing, money gives you choice.
Now, wow.
Money gives you choice. poverty doesn't give you a choice. That's why they keep telling you, poor man has no choice. Or even beggar has no choice.
They will carry him, they go like that.
Mm-hmm. So pray against the spirit of poverty. Charlie. But understand something too. You see, time will do a lot of things. What time will not do is invalidate the progress you've made over time. A car at 50 is still a car.
Mm-hmm.
A house built at 60 or 70 years is still a house. But we have, these days, we've sort of put a timestamp to success. No, at the age of 25, I must have a house.
Yeah.
I for me come. Okay, I for disgrace my enemies.
Yeah, I for me
come. I mean, if I don't do, I'm waiting with gain.
Oh boy. If let's say, like, no, but you see, if let's say the society way, sometimes they make we feel that way. Because even this, like you just song, you did something like this.
Yeah. So if you don't make money, what do you gain?
Like,
But you see your friends, and you see a lot of the time, the things, half of the things, a quarter of the things they do, you wouldn't do them. You see, but they'll tell you that, well, you would have to lose a certain bit of you to get what they are doing.
Jolly.
Yes. If you want to come into the inner circle. And so, and a lot of these things, when you watch how people wash their monies through romance scams and everything, you realize a lot of it is done through music. Most others through sports, through betting. That is how they wash them. No one has some $200,000 lying down for you to come buy. Come, you underground artists, come and bars. Come on. I won't mind you.
So, Beef yourself. But the true bars, you don't mind me.
I want to tell you something. So, what they do, that's how they wash the monies. You've heard music from the northern part of our country. Listen to the musicians that sing.
They praise everybody.
Ajia this, Alaji this, and they're always Ajias and Alaji.
Praise everybody. Praising them will give you the money. You
exactly.
Them, they go get five.
Basically, you know, kissing their behind in their songs. Okay? Because at the end of the day, this is the person that sort of
go sponsor.
Gave them, you know, that push they needed. How they got the money, they don't care. And how do you, and through betting itself, you know, actually the easiest way of washing some of these monies they get. Because if $200,000 is coming in, how do you explain it? So a lot of the time, they take it to the betting centers and they manufacture fake receipts for you as something you want.
Yeah.
And since betting companies carry a lot of cash, you simply take it through that. So you've washed your money.
So there's a cut. Everybody gets to take their cut and then we're good to go.
And then everybody keeps quiet.
And there are people in upper echelons of our society as well involved in this activity.
Charlie, it's money.
Because this whole Aja in my conversation, I hear say some names start they crop up, say some people they involved.
Oh, but always. I mean, there's a chain. There's a lot of people, even into the banking halls and everything.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Because a lot of them, when you are filling a banking form and what you do as a person, your occupation, it's stated there, students, and then you walk in there, you are taking $200,000. From where? What business did you do?
Yeah, Charlie.
I don't even get it. So when it comes to the front. When it comes to the bank manager, already it's flat.
He knows the drill.
What is it, Charlie? You go give me some percentage, I go look the other way. Uh-huh. So
give
before they get
$50,000,
exactly.
Today,
so
be good to go.
Uh-huh. And so everyone gets a cut. Some. So at the end of the day, and for her investigation, I mean, she's been tracked since 2013.
Oh.
Since 2013, they've been building the case. So it's not like they don't know
them,
you. They know. Oh, if you are taking your £50 and £10 and things,
that might be normal.
They still know. It's just that you be smaller fish. They are looking for the bigger ones. And eventually, when your cap is full, you know that they'll know you. In fact, there's this simple fact that, I mean, the FBI has a dossier on everybody in America.
Really?
Once you enter America, there's a file on you. So you can actually request for it, depending on, like, you've entered the country for a while, maybe. You want to find out what exactly. You can have that and a certain this thing. So they have a file on everybody. It's not like they are not aware of you. Once they issue a visa and you step in there, they have a file on you. So don't think they are not aware of you and everything you do. It's just that they are building a case. And once they build a case, there's no wiggle room. Oh, me, I didn't do the
They'll present you inside.
You did inside. So at the end of the day, if they say they want someone that is bigger than you, maybe they caught Ajia. Maybe she was even the smaller fish compared to the others.
Yeah.
And if you look at the charges leveled against her, I think it carries up to 20 years.
Whoa.
In her case, what she can do is, request a plea deal.
Mm.
So in a plea deal...
For the sentence to be reduced or what?
Exactly. So you can enter a plea deal and tell them, okay, you know what? I have bigger names to give you. Can you reduce my sentence? So, okay, let's see. If the names are very big and it's actually on their wanted list... Okay, you know what? Exactly. The 20 we're gonna make him 15.
Charlie.
Then that's where she starts singing. Not her head track.
Say
but,
what?
Not that one, but the other one.
Singing the other one.
So you start mentioning names of people that they probably have been hunting for, and if it leads to an arrest, of course, it will work in your favor in trying to reduce your sentence. But at the end of the day,
so the thing actually, he moved from fake love, scam. What now? He be like he go into where bigger people they use you the one with the. Try to find love as a bait to go trap bigger fish.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, we just move on come Africa. So we get that kind of thing. You remember the conversation between some this incident about this bank manager plus that NSS girl or something like that. Well, we will call that one to scam romance.
That has its own form, but yes, but because it's not done online. But obviously that is but
wait, to scam romance, it be online alone they happy. Like physically they happy like 101.
It also happens, but in a different way. You know how some people will take care of a person in the village or bring her from the village.
Charlie.
And all of a sudden...
Can't blow.
You can't blow and he feels that...
You, there no get conversation
you are no longer the same, you know, you are no longer in the same level. So, Charlie, make you find your way. That sort of thing happens. But in the case of the bank manager and the young lady,
that
in itself was about power play. Because one is a superior, the other is a subordinate.
So, okay. Like, he forced the girl into arm or what?
There are so many ways she could twist it. Mm-hmm. Say, he forced me because that's my boss. If I hadn't said yes, I'll lose the job. She could have twisted it that way.
Okay.
The bank manager in his defense would say, oh, no, it's consensual. I gave her this and she said yes. But then again, who wouldn't say yes? So, there are so many ways. So, in that regard, it's just romance gone wrong. Okay, but they discourage it. It's office police romance. They discourage it because of this whole complexity and the sort of tarnishing of the
institution involved as well. Yeah,
some will just put it simply, don't poop where you eat. I mean, office
police... Do them outside office.
Exactly. Office police romance never ends well. But you see, at the end of the day, love is a huge gamble. Okay? There are no guarantees in it. All is fair in love and war. That's all
it is. Oh no, but genuine love day.
Where?
But people find love online where it happens.
Where? How?
People find it. My buddy right now, he be online with his wife.
I say there's always something. Someone brings something and I take it.
Love manner.
No, you bring something and she brings something. We all offer something, implicitly or explicitly, but we all offer something. If, let's say, you come chasing me, you Barry, you come chasing me as a lady, okay, I look at your life. How can you help my life?
If you hang on, come
No, you see, because at the end of the day, look, men and women use what they have to get what they don't have. Men is about the physicals. For women, it's about the resources.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes. So is the reason you as a guy, you go tell your, maybe you meet Mike, Charlie Mike, I see some chick. The first thing that Mike will ask you, Charlie, she get big ass. Big behind. It's the physicals. That's all we are interested in as guys. He's not looking for her degree. He's not going to ask her what qualification
does that. What exactly. Point did you study at the university?
And for the ladies too, once she goes, Charlie, I met this guy today. The first question her girlfriends are going to ask her, what does he do? What work?
Oh, he's in the banking sector.
And that way...
He works with the Ministry of Energy.
Exactly.
Aish!
I don't even get it. Now, based on that, they determine the sort of respect they will give
and bill they'll put on your table.
He's a taxi driver. So, excuse me, taxi driver. But I don't even get it.
You know what? We can manage it with your own campus lectures.
Look, even as a young lady, when you tell your mother, eventually tell your mother, oh, there's a guy I've been seeing, we are going to get married.
Mm.
Your mother will ask you,
what does he do?
What does he do?
Oh, he works with, he's a taxi driver.
She would look at you because it's like,
if what does he bring you to the table?
Is that the best you could do with your youth? I mean, you like this. Look, like the first thing they'll tell you, I look at you, beautiful girl. So you've gone out to all this world, 7.something billion people. You're a taxi driver. You see,
what if that guy can give you genuine love?
I don't care at all. Because I don't know the look. They won't tell you. But
there's something to gain.
Wow. Everybody brings something. Look, it could just be your looks, maybe she's even after. Sometimes it could just be, oh, maybe I want light skin kids or someone that is looking a certain way or mixed. So whatever, any black guy that comes, no, Africa, no. He wants a white,
no
man,
white man.
Because I want mixed kids.
No.
There's always something everyone wants. It's transactional. The only person that loves you genuinely is your mother.
Well, yeah, your parents.
Yeah, because I don't know, whatever love you think you found out there, it comes at a price.
So
for some of us, we've made peace with it.
You understand, say, Charlie, behind go and come.
Mm-hmm.
How far, my people, will they have conversation for you? So if you don't know where you go, find yourself for online, where they search for love. But Africa, if you do that thing, like where somebody go feed, go online, they search. Well, it depends on your pocket. If the person be rich,
yeah, it's your
they
pocket.
Hunt
it's,
the rich people.
But how much money do you have that you are searching online? Don't you see people around you? What are you doing? Like, do you have internet? Look, let me tell you something. Over there, they have Wi-Fi.
Free.
Internet is a right. Yeah, all mobile data, MTN, and Vodafone are misbehaving up and down. You are still on it. You are finding love. Are you okay? Where there are places.
Oh boy.
You don't even have to go on there. Over here, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's closely knit. Everybody knows someone's business. You'll be walking mind your own business. Hey, come, let me find wife for you. It's like,
the OJ, that one, they be easy process.
So, why are you on in the internet?
I just want to talk to Charlie. I think it'd be sometimes the
but
influences.
Over there, it's not quite the same. You don't have people, you know, butting in into your business. So, if you are someone that naturally doesn't know how to speak to the opposite sex and you are shy, you know, some people have
online
with
would
it
be the resource for you.
Exactly.
Wow.
And not to say that some people haven't, they have. Some dating sites have helped.
But at the initial stages,
at the end of the day,
then
it exposes you.
At the initial stages, people found love on online.
Some have, but
right now they but the point is, I mean I was just for some of guardians, parents in our society, then our opinion leaders and stakeholders. Like, we for stop they legitimize our youth when they come to, you know, all of this wealth and they possess. Some young boy from our area, and some young boy, if you see the range the boy they drive, Kasim be like 23. If Kasim come right now, they can laugh here, Yamanka. Wallahi, Queen Kukari. How?
And you, the 30-year-old trying to do the right thing, still with your clear bag running around looking for a
and
job. They are looking at it.
Look at
the failure.
Yes, I don't know why.
So it's hard not to get pressured by some of these.
I think society to the play part, like them make them so
see,
obvious.
There's a social price to every technological advancement. Technology, yes, we keep embracing it or it's pushing society. We are welcoming it. But at the end of the day, there's a social cost. And these are some of the things. I mean, look at back in the day, without these smart devices, we call them, we could sit and have a conversation like this. See how we are looking into each other's eyes and we are talking.
Yeah.
These days, people will sit at a party and everyone has their faces buried in some device and not actually talking to one another. They don't even know what happened to the person 5 minutes ago because they were seriously looking at some cat video and they were laughing
before they realize it's a late event because they get to see later on their phone, like, this thing happened, why it happened for? You were there, you could have responded.
I don't know if you get me. So there's usually a social cost to whatever it is that we try to introduce. And over here, we don't even do anything surrounding social media. We just sit down there and consume just about everything.
When you say we don't do, like, what we for do?
Oh, let me tell you something. When these apps come out, a lot of the time, when TikTok initially started and became a thing, in America, they were so concerned because A is a Chinese app. And two, there were stories about how it was taking out our personal data, doing whatever. Here, we've never had conversations about our personal data.
Nobody
I live at Sukura. What is there? What data are you taking? Is that my Ghana card info? Is that what you are going to take?
But
we make jest of things, but it's not that easy.
So we don't understand the importance of some of these.
Recently, I think this week, Facebook was fined $1.24 billion.
Sick of.
It's the highest for data breaches in the Europe.
Whoa.
Yeah, we are just there.
We don't care. We don't know. We don't care.
Come on, Ghana card registration. Would they then some foreign numbers or register for that phone top? When they ask you to check, didn't you see all those kinds of crazy numbers? You didn't register with your Ghana card. They were on your card. Or you didn't check?
I think I did.
No, you're supposed to check. There's a code where you check, you know, if indeed the numbers you registered in your Ghana card is what is there. So if it's just your two numbers, is there. Some have checked and they have some string numbers. They use their Ghana card.
Really?
Yes. So you can check.
Oh, boy.
That's just that.
Charlie.
But over there, they take it so seriously. What app you download onto your phone We are just. And even recently,
sales. People actually invite the CEO of TikTok for US. There, then they ask him questions concerning, you know, data, you know, people, their personal information being
exactly. You know, so they take, you know, technology more seriously and what it does to their society. Here we don't have legislation surrounding.
But we will know they take data, personal information seriously. It'd be we rather they scam them. How would if you do that? Eh?
That's why I said it's evil genius. But then as a process too. There's a downside to it. I mean, yes, everything is technological. What it means is, so is the reason someone would prefer a manual car to an automatic?
Automatic, yeah, because you know, go fi hakam.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can sit in my house and cause havoc to you when you're driving.
But wait, too.
So there's always a cost.
So somebody for Western World never scam anybody for.
What are you scamming here? What's the what's here? What? How much money do you have? Tony, if you see this, I will send you. Then another CDs, I will convert to dollars and send you.
So they don't go, so
it's easier to convert or send me dollars. How am I sending CDs to you to do what? where did I even get this?
Oh boy.
I never pay rent for this. Me, I go send you.
We work hard basically. That'd be the little me I go feed.
How are you scamming anybody here? Who are you scamming? No, let me know.
Because honestly, Charlie, it'd be crazy. And I just blame society. How we legitimize things. Our traditional media, we go call some of these folks. Would they praise them? Would they give them all the accolades?
Charlie, it's you really know? Bad.
It's terrible.
In churches, just take for instance, in churches, front benches or certain benches are reserved for certain people.
Yeah.
Those with fat pockets or deep pockets.
So they encourage them, make it, they do what they want.
That can give offering tight. So if you are and on every church board, the board of churches, you have a lawyer, a policeman, a whatever, all these big men. So if you are nobody, you can't be on.
So I heard this preach or this sermon that talked about the fact that so if you acquire like $100 million where it be through scam you do, where you come ask for forgiveness, where God forgive you, so that money right now has been forgiven. So somebody could put at me for a mind, say, oh, okay, if that be the case, make I go scam somebody $2 billion. Mm-hmm. If I think I will go ask for forgiveness, then write that the money be wrong. I mean, we can't think with the talk. If it be wrong, it be wrong.
We just try all these things. And that's what I said. How do they legitimize? It's called money washing, everything. So they wash these monies by doing some or one or two charity works. If there's a church, there's
I bet she started do music. So
anything,
one
exactly.
Claim say the music, all the money she they get, because that 1 month, 2 month music she do. Say what? Say
how
what?
How much the music is itself?
Yes,
musicians. How much do they earn for it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But some will tell you that. I mean, even the big guys we know.
Something they go on for that. Yeah.
Them, put them on streaming platforms where they make something, the big bucks.
Something they go on, Charlie.
But some of them, you watch the place they live. The things,
you know, the tally,
the places they go,
you know, the tally.
And you, okay, what do you do? Oh, boutique, oh,
as Ajay won't come, some other one too, you won't come. We the person say they chop in birthday for private jet inside. Nobody will ask him anything. We just the social media, the front challenge, they private jet, they chop a birthday for inside. How you go here? Where some people said they get about pay at the end of the month, you go the
yes,
private
we've
jet.
Heard stories about how people go to Dubai and do. Thanks.
Yo, yeah, blow money and all of that stuff, you know. But Charlie, I went to a wise enough. We're just gonna talk about Charlie. When a society, I don't know where they go right now, because every now and then these things they keep mounting. Like they
if you are 30 years old and you still haven't figured it out, trust me, you are still you can still make it.
Absolutely. Okay? People made it in their late 40s and all.
Look, if you go on, look, if you are someone that uses Twitter like I do, I mean, you think when you cross 30 years old, when you become 30, you've lived the end of your life.
You've not.
I'm telling you, like the way they talk about 30 year olds or the 30 plus people, where are you? Are you now sleeping? Things like that. Yeah. I'm like, you
start
get
wondering.
There.
I'm 35. What have I done? What have I achieved? It's so terrible.
Yes.
Let's just live in our own world and do things
so,
by our own selves.
So, Charlie, you get there. You get there. Just be patient.
That'd
yes.
be all.
And it doesn't have to be. And what's the Ghanaian dream? I mean, we'll talk about the American dream.
Ghanaian dream. Yeah, what would be the dream? You know the dream?
The Ghanaian dream is usually get a house.
Get a car.
And marry.
And marry. That'd be your two kids. So
that's
two
the
kids.
Ghanaian dream. And a lot of people don't usually get that. Not everybody. So people end up renting
sometimes
places.
Sometimes somebody will blame say, Charlie, the times make hard. So the only easy way we say, Charlie, if you find some white man, the old woman before there, then Charlie.
People are doing all kinds of things to survive.
Crazy,
for me, as long as it's not illegal and you're able to sleep at night.
Yeah, it'd be okay.
Keep grinding.
Charlie, I thank Una very much for the time when I make listen. I mean, that be the situation where we day inside. People just they prey on other people, they get money illegally. But make we try, as have his own talk. Make we try. It go work out one day. Go, I mean, we listen to all these songs every day now. It go be one day. One day it go be. So Charlie, make we carry that hustle they go. Somebody say if you listen to that sort of music, your life not gonna be the same. Because they tell me hustle. My street boys for hustle. Hustle go do what? Go work. All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much. This will be where we will bring her to a close. How far? We will bring her another episode now, possibly another time if we meet Una. So stay safe. God bless Una. Work hard, do work hard. Make you know the scam romance. Behave yourself. Okay, bye bye.
This is an Africa Global Radio production.